Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
Honey, can you go with the girls Friday night and I will go to Ben's game? What's important is what you want. What makes me feel whole is to see you enjoy yourself. As a matter of fact, heck, I've seen tons of Ben's games. I know the toilets and the scrubbing, and there's laundry to do, and the heaven knows, gosh, the baseboards haven't been cleaned in at least 3 days. I can do that instead of going to a stupid baseball game. So, really, email your girlfriends back. I would, but I don't have their email addresses. And tell them that you are free and clear to go on Friday night. When I get home around midnight tonight, I will put together a nice platter for you and the girls and enjoy Friday night before the show. Let me know what kind of wine you prefer, and I'll be sure to have the finest available for you. Well, gotta run. I've got to get to the bank and the cleaners and the post office and Kroger, and I certainly will need to get the rug vacuumed. Plus, I need to take the dog to the vet and the kids to their practices and get the oil changed. This silly job of mine can wait, but I have my priorities straight, my darling bride. I love my lucky stars. Each night I have you to serve. All my love forever, Dan.
The DivaCast, number 46, 15 May 2007.
Did he say Dan or Doug?
I know he even said Kurt.
Ay, ay, ay. We are the Divas. We are five fabulous 40-something friends. And this is Suzanne.
We have 40-something friends.
Oh, we are 40-something.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Who are you?
That was Amy.
I'm Amy.
I'm Julie.
I'm Sharon.
Welcome.
We're missing Carrie.
Carrie's right. MIA.
She's busy. She just started a new job, and life is crazy. So she's not here. We miss her, but hey, we can do this.
And that was the man reading our little intro. How about that? That was Robin, our producer, the man.
We actually got that email from one of our friends who was
our diva sister.
Yes, Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Her husband wrote that to her when she was trying to go out for girls' night and couldn't because her stepson had a baseball game. So Dan wrote her that email, assuming
In jest.
But it was all BS. Complete BS.
Oh, we just thought it was funny.
We read that, and I just wanted to hang on to it and just show it to my husband and say, do you see what other men are doing
out
there?
Well, I showed it to my husband, and I said, is this not the funniest thing ever? He goes, what's so funny? I was like, oh, a little sensitive on this subject.
It would be nice to have a husband like that, though.
Yeah, but Julie, your husband does really cool surprises for you.
He does.
He does. Kurt's a good boy.
Well, he does also very good. He does a lot of stuff around the house for me. He
cooks you really nice meals.
He does. Yeah. And then when I was gone, when we went to the lake, because four of us went up to the lake and we had a great time, I came home and the house was clean, the laundry was done, dinner was ready.
My husband wouldn't even know where the detergent is.
Yeah,
he's like, where do you keep the paper towels? I'm like, we both live here. What?
Yeah,
don't even look at me like that, Robin. Do you keep the toilet paper?
Yes, because you hide it, Suzanne. You hide it from me.
Because it's your toilet paper.
We're just trying to establish our value, right? I mean, if we're the only ones who know where the laundry detergent is, where the paper towels are, I mean, we're indispensable. Truly. Think about it that way.
I just got a raise.
Gee. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, but I heard a Southern expression that I'm not sure anyone here has ever heard, but it tickled
Julie
me.
Julie knows it. She knows it. She knows all those Southern things.
I lived them.
We were at a tennis tournament all weekend, and a girlfriend of mine who was raised here in Georgia was trying a new sandwich, and it was some kind of sandwich, and she just absolutely loved it. She goes, that is slap your mama good.
Julie's shaking her head, nodding her head, yes.
What did you just say? She goes, that is so good, you could just slap your mama. I'm Okay, so I liked that. I like that expression. That is slap your mama good.
We might need to do a Southern show so I can bring you girls up on all these things.
I would love that.
I'm going to, and you know what? I could bring my Southern meal. I promised them all at the lake I would cook a Southern meal. I'm going to make homemade country fried steak. Your arteries will clog as you eat. I'm going to make homemade country fried steak, homemade gravy, homemade mashed potatoes, biscuits, yellow squash yellow squash cooked in a black skillet with Vidalia onions and butter. And I'll make some green beans with fat back in them.
Yeah. With lard. Just load up the lard.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be kind of fun. I want to know how to make
fried
collards,
okra,
though.
And fried okra.
I love it.
Got to have fried okra.
That would work.
Collard greens.
Work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know
black
how to
eyed
make
peas.
Them.
I love them. Mm-hmm. Black eyed peas.
And sweet tea.
Wow, sweet tea. Yeah. You just put a cup every gallon. You put a cup of sugar in
nasty.
A gallon.
Oh,
that's nasty.
My God.
Well, I use Splenda. Yeah. But if you're asking for sweet tea, that's what you do with
that's
one
the ratio
cup per gallon. Yeah.
That's
if you
crazy.
Brew your own tea, you add one cup. That's what like the restaurants do.
Okay. So
okay, we digress.
Yeah. We were talking about
Husbands.
Significant
others.
The other one, once I read that, I was thinking about the matchmaking.
Matchmaker.com?
Yeah. All those commercials. And they talk about,
find your true
I
love.
Met Bob. And he was so wonderful. He was so romantic. And he did this and he did that. And he just was so, oh my.
And she's known him 3 weeks.
Right. And we're married now. And he's just still as wonderful. And it's like, oh, please.
Get real.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah.
And the reality is,
what
you
is
just
got
to figure
tell
out
us, Sharon.
What warts you're willing to live with.
Warts and wrinkles. That's a good title. What warts and wrinkles are you willing to put up with?
Absolutely.
Well, can I just make a blanket statement on that one?
Sure.
Go for it.
The longer you're married, the more that you put up with because you just, what you used to fight about doesn't seem so important anymore. And when kids get involved, it's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're more invested.
Yeah.
Into the whole relationship. I can remember when we were first married.
Yeah, boy.
I threw around that D word like crazy.
What D word? David?
I divorced.
Divorce.
Oh.
I did. I was like, man, I was like, you'd better. And maybe it was because coming from,
A
family, you know, my parents were divorced and stuff. So maybe I just felt like
that was what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but. I haven't said that to him in, years, but I mean.
How did he respond when you did that?
Oh, we were just so immature, I mean.
Would he get mad or what did he do?
He would just get deflated, probably.
How old were y'all when you got married? Because I think that matters.
I mean, we were older, but oh, golly.
Older? Oh, what, 20?
No, we were like 27, I think, something
that
like that.
Us.
But it's, still,
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant like 3 months after we were married. So we didn't have like any time frame.
I did a Suzanne.
That was Julie doing my.
You didn't know that?
I forgot that fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So, we didn't have like that time frame to kind of get used to.
How long did y'all date before you got married?
2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
We were.
What?
We were together like 9.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you knew everybody's. Warts and all.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you think you know everything.
No,
and then
you
get married
you
and then it's just like.
It's all different. Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that I wouldn't tolerate mm-hmm. then.
Like.
I agree.
You just pick your battles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now. It's like he would work late all the time. Loved that when we were single. We both were like just workaholics, just driven. And it's like, this is great. Then we get married, have a baby. And it's like, he's never home.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. And I probably fought that battle for 5 years, constantly. Mm-hmm. Now he's still a workaholic. He still is not home. It's like,
he's home now because he's picking up the kids from hockey. Thank you.
Yes, he's doing that for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, before I would be like, no way. He needs to be committed to the family and not to his job so much. And now it's like, it is what it is.
Isn't it funny what you love about your spouse before you get married? Then you get married and sometimes that can change. Like, to be a workaholic.
Yeah. Then you hate it.
Yeah. And then it totally flips.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Suzanne?
Well, just speaking of the whole workaholic thing, I loved it that my husband was an overachiever. I love that about him, and that he would just kind of go with it with gusto. I love that. But then after we got married, I was like, well, same thing. What about me? So it, yeah. it really flipped.
You know what it is too? The romance kind of is over. It's like, I mean, not officially, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you right. still love each other, whatever, but it's like, okay, we got them
the
now.
The courtship is done.
It's no, they're not as scared that you're going to leave. Like when you're dating, they're like trying to woo you mm-hmm. and then you're married and it's like,
I got her now.
Subconscious. I don't think it's a conscious thing.
Maybe mm-hmm. that's why I threaten divorce all the time. No.
All right, Sharon.
Day has actually gotten a lot better.
About?
You train him up, right?
I really did. I mean, it was...
Tell us.
Well, he used to drink quite a bit when we were single. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that was our working culture.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what you did. Just, mm-hmm. Right.
We really did. It was a very party kind of company. And after we got married, I said, you know what? You need to cut back. And he did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. His priorities changed as well. I mean, the family's very important. I never thought I would be a stay-at-home mom. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was on the fast track. I was going. And then when I had the kids and Doug was like, you know, I really think you ought to stay home. I was like, okay.
Really?
And it was okay with you?
Yeah. I mean, we waited a few years, mm-hmm. but I don't think about what I walked away from, but it's best.
when we're going
through our finances, it's best I don't think about that. But no, it's worked out really well.
I just think you learn that money's not everything.
Well, that's true too.
You know, you look at your kids and you think of, now look how wonderful they are because you were with them and you invested more time. And then I look at kids in high school where I work, and you look, Sharon, in the school system, and you see the kids who are not with their parents or where their parents are not invested. Even if they stay home, they may not be invested. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
that's a good point, Julie. Say that again. That's a good point.
Because you know what? Just because you work, it doesn't mean that you're not invested in your kids, because you can work and still be an invested parent. Right. But I'm talking about parents who are not invested emotionally, physically. You know, Amy's youngest and my youngest were on the same hockey team. Mm-hmm. And think about some of the parents we never saw show up to a game.
Who showed up for them? I mean, who took them there?
Well, they would come drop them off and leave and then come back and get them. You see some things and you're thinking you'd miss your son's game? Or championship or whatever. Oh, yeah. I mean, just the thought of not being there, except when we were at the lake, we missed that one. But, you know, our husbands were there. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's so many kids who they don't have people show up for their game.
That's true.
And you think about the impact of that. We were just watching that show, Suzanne, on
Dr. Phil,
about how the mom and the moms were trying to get the girls to compete or whatever.
Their kids to go to Hollywood.
Right. And so they are like projecting on themselves or whatever, this whole doohickey thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what it is it's the mom's lack living, of or void or whatever.
Living through their
vicariously.
Children.
Living vicariously through their children and not investing that. I don't know. I mean, but the thing that really got me, because I'm rambling, but the thing that got me was when they asked the daughter about, and Suzanne and I were watching this while you guys were talking, but they asked the daughter, what are you most afraid of? And she said to go home and think I failed, because her mother put so much pressure on her. It wasn't her failing in a competition or failing in a contest. It was that her mother put so much pressure on her that her mother would say to her, you're not good enough. And to think that a child's self-worth...
But go back, because I'm just thinking, so what even though if she did fail in a contest or a competition...
Who cares?
Exactly. You know, so what?
Well, you learn so much more from failing.
And that's
the part that people have forgotten.
Yeah.
Is you
in
do.
In our lives
you
nowadays.
You learn a whole lot more from failing than you do if you succeed every time.
Yes.
Or your kids or your mistakes. But we're digressing. Right. So
yes, we are.
Let's
focus.
I am going to bring you all back.
Okay.
So, if... In regards to spouses,
right?
Significant
others.
What would I not tolerate at this point in my life? I would not tolerate a spouse who was an absent father figure for my children.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, he, mind you, he works his tail off and stuff, but he's certainly
he's there
mm-hmm. for my kiddos and mm-hmm. is there for the games and, you know, is really, really an awesome dad. So that's my thing in regards to bringing it back to the spouses.
I think my thing would be probably infidelity.
I thought about that too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Doug don't listen. Well, he doesn't listen anyway. I mean, I don't know that I would divorce over it, but that would be a tough nut.
Oh, it would be. Mm-hmm. How has that changed though since you were younger? I can remember thinking if he ever went
looked
out,
looked at somebody,
yeah,
touched
I would
somebody,
just,
yeah,
like there's just I no, you'd be out of there. But it seems like, and I'm not at the point where I would say I wouldn't divorce him, but I would have a second thought about it mm-hmm. at this point
because
in my life.
Because of the kids.
Because of the kids.
The kids
because
change everything.
We're just invested. Yeah. I mean, it just is because we've been married longer than, you know.
How long have you been married?
Not as long as you guys. Probably, what is it, 15 years? 15
no,
years.
I'm 15.
Are you 15?
No, I'm 16 this year. We were 91.
We were 92, yeah.
I'm going to be 20.
Oh, man.
And where are you, Sharon?
15.
Yeah.
And wait, where's my husband going to be? At the expo.
During
on our 20th anniversary.
Well, you need to go too.
I know. I'm really thinking about it. I really well, like
we or we can all go. All the divas
we
can go
celebrate.
And
we can celebrate
your anniversary. Wouldn't you love that, Rob? And you would love it.
You know he would.
He would. He's laughing. He would.
Adam.
He would be so happy.
Well, you know,
happy.
I think talking to about the, I think the little things that you used to get so upset about, now you just like, well, whatever. You know how you're mm-hmm. talking about the deal breaker, so to speak, the little things that used to drive me crazy. Now it's just like, you know what, whatever.
Like what? Like what used to drive you crazy?
I'm trying to think.
I'm going to jump
ahead,
in
jump
while
in.
You're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Doug is very type A. I mean, he is really high maintenance. I know you all find that hard to believe, but he is. And for him, it's always so black and white.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
for me, everything's gray and pink and, you know, I see so many
and more pink.
We like
so many
lavender.
Yes, I just see
in pastel.
Right. So for me to do something, I have to really contemplate it and work around it. And he's just so funny because he's like, "Okay, Sharon, go buy furniture. You can go furnish this room." And then later on, I'll hear him talking to his friends. Yeah, I told her she could go furnish a room. It'll be about 18 months before she finally makes a decision. So it's okay.
Well, you know what, honey? No offense.
Wow.
But he just knows you.
I know.
So how long did it take us to pick out a color to paint?
I know. But
oh, my God. Slit my wrists. I mean,
but
oh,
I really
oh,
think
see, my husband could
things.
Tell me today,
yes,
and I'd
she
be
does.
Like, boom,
no,
boom,
see,
boom.
I would too. I'm
yeah.
more decisive.
Uh-huh.
Sharon, that's just your, he just has you figured out too.
He does. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. He knows
it'll take her about 18 months.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
He told me about 6 months ago to go find furniture for the sunroom.
My husband, I would, those would be
words of
ecstasy.
Yeah.
If my husband said,
right here, Suzanne,
go there furniture go, shopping, I would be like,
no, my husband will be like, oh, I'm coming with you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. You know what? I have to say that, Amy. We were talking. Who was I talking to the other day? And I said, oh, I was at the garage sale. And this lady came up and she was talking about decorating or buying something. And she goes, thank God my husband doesn't care. And I said, she was buying something of yours. And she said, and I said, well, you know what? God bless you. But the lady that you're buying that, her husband would have a fit if he didn't have some say so.
Yeah. Yeah. We argued about the dishes that we wanted to register for.
Seriously?
For our wedding.
Well, no, but David is so into that kind of stuff.
Well, he's very artistic.
Yeah.
He thinks he is.
No, but you know what? I hate to tell you, Amy, he's got good taste.
Yeah,
no,
does.
I mean,
David
he does.
Does.
He does.
He's got good. He's got
very
a good
eye. Excellent eye.
Yeah.
And we are getting more and more tuned into one another. It's like,
except
hey, look
that.
At these pendant lighting. You know, do you like these? And he's like, yeah. But I mean, and it's like, gosh, you like these too? So do I. Isn't that interesting? But we don't like the price. Okay. No. But one thing that I can't stand and is a big deal breaker, and it continues to be a deal breaker, is when you're sitting across the table from your husband and he's eating a piece of corn on the cob and he's gnawing on it like it's like
chow
he's a
down.
Wolf. And it's all over his face.
Okay, here's something that drives me crazy.
Does that just like...
And you know my husband.
My husband's from West Virginia, so I'm just happy if he uses utensils. So there's nothing I can say about that.
But you know what? Here's the deal with Kurt, my husband. What drives me nuts is like he'll eat and it'll drop down and he'll lay on the couch and he lets the dogs come up and they lick it and then the stain is there.
No, you are absolutely
the grossest human being I've ever met in my life. I said, I'm totally reevaluating our marriage. I am. It grosses me out. So now I've just started chunking these darn t-shirts because I'm trying to reward the behavior like a cute little polo and tucks it in or something. I'm like, look how cute you look.
Oh, don't tuck in anymore. Tuck out, whatever, but just
not a stained t-shirt. Look, I'm grabbing at straws here. Doug has to tuck in.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Otherwise, it's not the style. It's not a flattering look.
Ask my Metro husband.
No, it's okay. Mine is not. Yeah. So it's okay. He's going to continue to tuck in.
I have to say, I had my husband.
Robin just stood up and his shirts are tucked in.
But I, for Mother's Day, he had, can I say outfit for a guy?
Sure.
Okay.
Ensemble?
Ensemble. Yeah. He had a, like an off-white linen trousers that
I bought from
a local shop that we have. And then he got like a blue silk top, and it was an Audi.
And that looks very cool.
It did, but it was really interesting. My mother said, you know what, that look. I said, what do you think of Robin's look? And she goes, that's really not working for him.
Oh, sure
she didn't. No, but I mean, she said, well, he has years to wear that look. In other words, that's what you see like old men in Florida wearing.
Well, you know what? I think it depends on the style of the shirt. And I think it just depends on a lot of things. I'm just really glad he dressed up.
Yeah. Who? Think, my husband?
Yeah. That he dressed up for you. How nice
that is
that?
Nice.
I know. No, that was nice. That was nice.
Any other deal breakers that you can think of?
Or anything of 100 of them.
That you can tolerate now?
I'm just teasing.
Well, I just want to say for our listeners that we're not talking about obvious things like any type of abuse or we're talking more about some lighthearted things. I mean, the other stuff doesn't.
I just think it's interesting that women think that they're going to find someone out there who is just going to be
perfect,
this wonderful entity.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, www.thedivacast.com if you find him, because we would love.
We will fly his butt here and interview him.
We're going to interview him and we're going to put his picture
up. You just trade in one set of warts for another. They're just in a different place.
I agree.
And it's just, it's interesting. There was a lady that we knew, their sons were friends with my son, and they were divorced like overnight. Overnight. I don't know what happened, but overnight they were divorced. And then 3 or 4 months later, she was telling friends, I may have been too hasty.
Oh.
You think? So I you got to really think through some of that stuff because there were kids involved.
When
and
there are children,
just,
that's a whole different
thing.
Well,
but you know what it is? It's our society too that you just get a divorce. It's that you don't work on it. You don't commit to it. A lot of our society and what we are taught and encouraged, think about TV and what these kids are fed all the time. It's not the sanctity of marriage. There's no Christian
court,
value.
Right.
You don't like it, get out, because it's easy and it's quick and, you know, I mean, really.
Yeah.
Which is very, very sad.
But
because
I always told my husband,
I will kill you. Our D word was death before divorce. I'll kill you before I'll divorce you because I won't do it. I mean, because I'm that committed to it. Of course, I've totally reevaluated that.
Okay, there is a real statement.
Jail time, is just not that appealing.
15 years, I'm totally reevaluating. No, go ahead, Susanne.
But I will say, I just was watching a show the other day. I can't remember which one it was. And it was very interesting because today women have higher standards. We don't have to put up with what we would have purchased before in a marriage or tolerated because women have earning power today. And so more women are waiting, number one, to get married. And so they get married at a much later age
mm-hmm.
than
That's
they did.
True.
and their hopefully earning power. And women are graduating from college more today than men. I think it's, you know, the more women graduates of college. So.
But you know what makes me sad is I sit in high school and I watch these girls who pitter-patter behind this boy and do this and do that just to please him. And I'm like, you are so much better than that.
Oh, yeah.
You still
see a decline in self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I see a decline in self-esteem like I've been studying this for years. It's that I'm tuned more into it now because I have a daughter who will be in middle school next year, and it freaks me out. So I'm real in tune to what girls are experiencing and yada, yada. But not that I see a decline. It's just, it makes me so sad. I'm like, as you say, more women are going to college. Mm-hmm. They have good jobs. They have earning power, yada, yada.
They don't need to settle.
Come on, chick. Right.
Yeah, and it's guys, you better step
suck
up to
it
the
up.
Plate.
That's right. Right. Quit, quit doing that
the
for
bar's
him because you know
here.
What? You need to be setting the standard, not him.
Exactly.
That's what
you and I just want to say something. I'm not saying divorce is not something that occurs. Obviously, it does. Mm-hmm. Lots of people, that's the best
and
alternative.
And it's necessary.
Right.
Right. Right. Many a case.
But as long as someone's not out there thinking, well, you know, he gets corn all over his face when he's eating corn on the cob, and surely I can do better than
I'm
that.
I'm over that. I'm divorcing him.
You know, you just have to understand that, you know, you're just going to, he's, you know, the next guy's going to pick his toenails.
I think, well, you know what I think it is, too? You learn to pick your battles. Somebody said this, Amy and I did. We were talking last night because we're like, what are you going to talk about? And I said, you know what? If I've learned nothing else, you just learn what you're really going to fight about. And it's the same thing with your kids. Mm-hmm. I think as you get older and as you evolve, you just learn that, you know what? It's not worth it to fight about every single darn thing.
I don't have the energy.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
I'm too tired. So you're going to pick what you fight about. You know, whether it's the corn or the stained T-shirt, you know what? I just start throwing them out. You know, you know what I mean? You just learn how to deal with it.
Right. And I'm just not serving corn on the cob anymore.
You have cut corn.
There you go.
Just
creamed corn at Amy's house.
Oh, Lord. He's going to die when he...
Will he listen? Does he listen?
I cannot picture David doing that. He's so debonair.
Yeah, usually. No, he lets it... He lets it down sometimes.
Well,
so.
What a compliment to you, though, that he, you know, can let it down.
Yes, he's Annie.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
No, it's just we're getting too old and cantankerous, and it's like, oh, yeah, he's like passing wind and everything else. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Does he really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
See, okay, here's the deal.
He does?
Oh, please.
Shut up, Sharon. Oh, I know Doug's got it.
Here's the deal. Listen to me. I have two boys in my house. See, this is where we need Carrie because she has two girls, you know, so that's not appropriate.
Right.
She comes to my house. It's culture shock because I have two boys. And so what do? They run to each other and do it in each other's face. And I looked at my husband last night. It was his birthday yesterday. And my youngest said, I gave Daddy his birthday present. He got home from work and he was resting his eyes. And I went in there and said, here you go, Dad. Him. And I go, oh my God.
Disgusting.
Okay, my kids don't do that.
Okay, but this is my husband encouraging it. And I back up and I go,
it's like a fraternity house at your house.
I said, you know what? It's just a guy thing. So now my daughter and I have said, do not do it around us. This is our dealing, our
coping
skills.
Yes.
Okay, do not do it around us. I don't care what you do with the boys because it's a boy thing. They just think they're funny. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I don't want to know about it. It makes me angry. If you talk to me about it, don't do it in front of me. You know, so now, I mean, I've really had to.
We could do a harmony at our house.
With Sharon.
Sharon's chiming
right on in there.
She does that stuff all the time if you ride the van with her.
I know.
We were sitting there the other night. And it was, oh my gosh, it was stinking. And I looked at Doug and he looked at me and we looked down at the rug and there was the dog just flapping
dogs
his
are
tail.
The worst.
Oh my gosh. It was our dog.
The dogs are the worst. They are the worst.
Nasty.
They are absolutely the worst.
Okay, we need to move on to higher ground.
Well,
I'd say.
I think that we like our husbands more than some of those stinky dogs. And we don't want to divorce them. We love all of our spouses.
Yeah, that's all. It's just, listen, they're all the
same. But it's surprising how it changes.
But that's what I was going to say. I think our message today to the women out there, because inside every woman is a diva, and all the divas out there, we want you to know, you know what, honey? Those days where you're like banging your head against the wall, we've all been there. When you think you can't take it anymore, We've all been there. And you know what? This too shall pass. And it'll be okay. And you know what? We all experience it, except for the extreme conditions like Suzanne talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about the lighthearted stuff that drive you nuts, that you just go, what am I doing? You just have to put it in perspective, mm-hmm. right?
If you have a good man, hang on to him.
And if you got the perfect one, we want to see him.
Yes. Are you willing to share?
You know what? But on a more serious note, Suzanne, did you want to say something?
This show is dedicated to Amber, who passed away last night. And she is a lovely young woman who battled with cancer since about the age of 21 or so. And we just send out our heartfelt condolences to her family. And God bless you, Amber. And thank you for being a teacher to us.
And she literally was a teacher.
Mm, beautiful.
And she
young
gave
girl.
Her life to children and to her husband, who was a fireman, yes. and they both gave so much to this world. Yeah. And her spirit lives on.
Yeah, beautiful young girl. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You guys, email us, diva@thedivacast.com. We love to hear from you. You know we always do.
Go on the forum. We're on like our second or third page as far as that
Which
Harley
is
ride.
Scary.
The Harley ride has attracted lots of attention. And we have more coming up, more Diva Do's in the future.
More
oh,
Diva Do's.
Oh, speaking of
you
the
mean
future.
Diva. You're talking about, no. Diva. You're talking about midlife crisis things.
Midlife revelation.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got some other stuff coming up. And
oh, well, you said we have some coming up. I thought you were going like, to have some earth-shattering news.
Let's, okay, well,
Sharon's
I've decided.
Idea.
Oh, we're going to climb a tree?
No.
She has a better idea.
I have a better idea. Speaking of the future, we're going to go see a psychic.
No!
Okay, if I can ride a Harley, you can see a psychic.
Leave us a message.
Yeah.
Call 678-884-0524 and leave us a message and tell Sharon she's out of her mind.
Hey, if you know a psychic that is slap your mama good, call us.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah.
Call us and give her name and number.
Oh, my goodness.
See you next time.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye for now.
Thanks, as always, for Natalie Brown for I Am the Queen of Me, our opening music. And we are closing with some brand new PodSafe music, Don't Want to Know by Celine Mastorelli.
Des idées noires, des remises en question de tes anciennes histoires. Je veux pas savoir si tu rentres tard, ni à qui tu penses quand tu t'endors le soir. Je poserai pas de questions sur tes conversations. Toi, tu n'en penses pas, donc y a pas de raison. Je veux pas savoir, je veux juste y croire. Tu en es, ni même si c'est vrai tout ce que tu leur promets. Je veux pas savoir, je veux pas mesurer à tous ces fantasmes, à toutes ces poupées. Ça va mettre en colère, c'est pas bon pour mes nerfs de te demander où tu vas passer l'hiver. Je veux pas savoir ce que tu leur fais croire. We'll be right back.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.